Belfast author Tony Macaulay grew up on the Shankill in the 70s, where the troubles were ever present and the times were hard. So he tells us in his memoirs, and the second volume of those memoirs, called Bread Boy, will be turned into a stage performance at the Lyric Theatre in Belfast later this year with Peter Wilson, probably better known to you and me as Duke Special, as part of the creative team. And Peter joins me now from our Belfast studio to tell me more. You had, in fact, were involved in the production of Paperboy as well, which is the first volume of this story. Tell us, because people in Belfast and in Northern Ireland in general will be very familiar with Tony Macaulay. People down here mightn't be as familiar with him. Who are we talking about? It's hard to sum him up, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he does all kinds of things now, but what we're concerned about, I suppose, is his time growing up in a tough part of town in Belfast at a tough time in the 70s. So the first book is an account of his first ever job as a paperboy, and what life was like growing up in 1975 as a 12-year-old. But although all the trouble that was going on is there always in the background, it's very much like a story for any 12-year-old where they're growing up and are intrigued with fashion and music and the first ventures of love. So in that respect, you could relate to it no matter where you're from.
Yeah.
But particularly if you knew of the 70s, there's a lot of references to that time.
Yeah, popular culture references, music and fashion, yeah. I guess.
Exactly. So this time around, he's now 14. It's 1977, and it's he's got his next job, which is as a bread boy going around Belfast, dutifully delivering the bread from the back of an Ormo van.
So is that a graduation or a promotion, do you think, paperboy to bread boy?
Well, he certainly felt it was a promotion at the time, and I think the pay was better. That was probably one of the main things.
What's more important in terms of defining his development or not is the fact that he's changing from denim aftershave to brute aftershave. This tells us a lot about the man.
I think he's the fact he's wearing aftershave at all before shaving, before he has a need to shave, says something probably about where his head's at. But Tony's an amazing guy, and I went on to him and his wife actually bought a house on the Peace Line. So growing up where he did and going through what he did informed what he did for the rest of his life, and continues to do throughout his life.
Yeah, so in fact, he's written a book about that as well called Little House on the Peace Line, and there's All Growed Up comes between Bread Boy and Little House on the Peace Line. So is it four volumes of memoirs we have in fact?
Yeah, it seems to be. I've only read the first two now. Paperboy itself, I think what's amazing about the BYMT and
that is the British Youth Music Theatre.
That's right. The young people that would come onto it, maybe 12 to 21, something like that. But many of the young people have maybe not acted on stage before or sung in public. The transformation from, this kind of sometimes slightly motley crew who come in at the beginning of the process, which is a number of weeks where they live residentially, to what is presented at the very end is absolutely incredible. And so this is the second, this will be the third, production that I've been involved in, and did Gulliver's Travels about five years ago, and then Paperboy. But the kind of professional, how professional it comes across, the standard of the production is really amazing. And most people are blown away just at the kind of length of time that they've had to actually get into their roles and to put the songs together, and so they're surrounded by a really top class of creative directors and choreographers and stage managers, and all of that aspect is,
well, I suppose,
incredible.
Immodest enough not to mention yourself, but your presence there must be a big boon to British youth music theatre.
I just write songs that with difficult melodies that I don't have to sing. that's a great thing for me. I'm not actually on stage.
Yeah, you're involved at the level of the music, and Andrew Doyle, stand-up comedian that people will know from Derry, is involved. Is that on the writing side in terms of the book for the show itself, or adapting Tony's work?
Yeah, so like any adaptation, it requires a lot of creativity and you know, an artist in their own right to bring that to a new form. So Andrew is a fantastic writer who I met for the first time 5 years, and we've collaborated on, I think this is our fourth theatre production. So he's really brilliant because he does stand-up comedy, but also is a writer and, you know, has lived here, so knows the crack. So I work with him. We work together on the, he works in the script, and then we work together on the songs.
But there must be something that is keeping you involved as well, Peter, because obviously Duke Special hasn't gone away into hiding. He's still very active, and you are active as Duke Special, the singer and piano player and songwriter. There must be something specifically in this project that really catches your fancy or catches your imagination.
I think writing for theatre has really caught my imagination, starting 11 years ago when I wrote Mother Courage and Her Children, the new music for that at the National Theatre in London. That was the first time I'd ever done anything like that, and it kind of was like an epiphany for me that songs could exist in this other place in theatre. And on that occasion I was in the play as well, but I realised that it was very similar to the gigs in the sense that there's a live audience, anything can happen, you know, it can go wrong and you have to make it work anyway. And so I'd always wanted to come back to that. So it was through initially Gulliver's Travels, and I've done a few other things since then. So I love an opportunity to write for theatre, because it's like this crazy melting pot of all the artistic forms of literature and visual art and music and dance, all kind of in this happening at this one time on stage. So I trust the BYMT guys that whatever they produce at the end will not only be a really pleasing thing for the audience, but the young people who've gone through it are treated really well, worked hard, definitely, but also the what they are involved in is something that, you know, they can really be proud of.
And part of the reason you're speaking to us this evening is that in terms of the upcoming production, in terms of Bread Boy, you're looking for young music theatre talent or people interested in music theatre to audition. In fact, you're going to be auditioning in Dublin at Dance Ireland at Dance House on the 23rd of February. I was interested to see that this isn't a case of where you're looking for people to come in with, you know, come up and sing us your best piece and give us your best piece of acting and we'll get back to you if you're any good. It's more of a kind of a workshop situation in terms of the auditions. Is that what's involved?
Yeah, I definitely would say anyone who has any kind of that when they're hearing about this, if they feel like a stirring inside them in terms of excitement, that's probably a good sign, because they're not looking for someone who's the complete product. You know, people who are we're all works in progress. I know that, but for young people who maybe have an inkling that this is something maybe something that they would love to do, even to have a go at it, or it's something that they from, you know, a young age, they've always thought this is where I want to go end up being. I think either way, it's worth coming along to that. And
Are you part of that auditioning process? Are you part of that auditioning process yourself, Peter?
Sometimes I go to them. I don't know if I'll be in Dublin on that particular day, but there'll be a very strong team of people who will tease out talent and, you know, get people doing stuff, as you say, in a kind of workshop capacity.
Yeah, so you could be there for a few hours on the day rather than just, I've got 3 minutes to go in and show how brilliant I am, like some kind of X Factor situation. That's not what we're talking about.
It's the opposite of that. It really is.
I saw too in some of the press material that they were saying that, you know, if the 23rd of February for the people in Dublin isn't possible, there is also the option to put something on video and send it if you want to do that. But I guess that workshop really gives you a chance to express yourself in a safer environment than trying to squeeze it all into 30 seconds or a minute and a half or 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think you'd probably be able to be more yourself, you know, over that longer period of time and through, you know, the different exercises and workshop events and chatting to the team that are there. Yeah.
I should ask you just before we do finish up, Peter, what about Duke Specialist? Is he busy or does he just go on a little bit of a break and let Peter Wilson get on with the music theatre stuff, or what happens? How do you balance those two?
I'm doing occasional gigs at the minute, but my focus is definitely on other things at the moment. So I've also another play in the pipeline at Galway Arts Festival this summer called Breakfast on Pluto. So that's happening too.
Is that related to Pat McCabe? Did you say Breakfast on Pluto?
It is.
Yeah, so it's related
right,
to that.
Yeah.
All right, so there's something starting in that. And that's happening at the Galway Arts Festival later in the year, part of Galway 2020.
Right.
Well, no doubt we'll be talking about that a little bit closer to the time. But thanks for speaking to us this evening, Peter.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Peter Wilson, also known as Duke Special, and Bread Boy will be at the Lyric Theatre in July. But as you heard Peter saying, if you want to audition, Sunday the 9th of February at the Lyric Theatre in Belfast, Dublin at Dance House, that's on February the 23rd, BritishYouthMusicTheatre.org. BritishYouthMusicTheatre.org will give you all of the details.